Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. You are invited here if you'd like to join us on the radio waves at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, by the way. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach us in that way if you don't mind. You actually sound a lot better usually when you're on Skype. Unless there's drastic problems with an internet connection, it usually will make you sound better than if you were on the phone. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Lots of crazy stuff in the news. There's an update on the South Carolina shooting, which I think y'all talked about last week on the show. This person was shot to death, shot in the back multiple times as he ran away. From police officer Michael Slager. And he fired off 8 shots, 5 of which fatally struck 50-year-old Walter Scott in the back. I didn't realize it was a 50-year-old man. I just heard that someone was shot running from the police, and I jumped to the conclusion that it was a young person.
Yeah, I mean, it seems... Running from the police is ill-advised, generally, and you would think a 50-year-old man would know better than that, but, I mean, we don't know what transpired really before that.
Well, we see some of the video that's been released from this before he was running. Wasn't he pulled over for a taillight out?
Yeah, taillight.
Yeah, it didn't seem like anything serious. Cam. But at the same time, he didn't hurt the officer, from what I understand.
No.
The officer hurt him and took his life, ultimately. It's been all over the news. I mean, this has hit mainstream, which I think is great news. I mean, it's terrible that the man had to lose his life, but it's great news that finally, you know, people are paying more attention, I think, nationwide to police abuse. That, you know, it's just become so blatant. It's so common. And now that cameras are so common, we have more of a chance to capture these horrific acts on the parts of these police officers, because I think someone pointed out correctly that had this man with a camera not been present to record this, that cop would have made up any story he liked. And
well, he tried. He dropped a taser next to that guy.
And he would have gotten away with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the taser dropping was caught on the video as well.
Yeah, well, this video is more damning than most. Many of them you can sort of explain away. If you're somebody who's willing to give the benefit of the doubt to the police, and I can understand why people would choose to do that. I did it for a very long time. Many videos you can be like, well, this could have happened or that could have happened, and there's a variety of things that one can say. But for me, it was over time that I was seeing just all of these uses of force, and some of them look so egregious, especially after people were handcuffed and subdued, and you'd see cops kick him in the face, kicking pregnant women in the belly, just doing things over and over again. And at some point, I'm like, where are these good cops I think are out there? Shouldn't they be? I mean, you know, there's other cops standing around. If I am to believe that the good cops are out there, shouldn't they be stopping this person? Hey, Jim, settle down. You probably shouldn't be kicking that pregnant lady in the belly.
What would a good cop do in this situation? It was pretty strange to watch the dash cam footage of this guy. He got pulled over. It was something about registration. And while he was waiting for the officer to return, he just bolts out of his car and starts running, you know, away from the police officer. It didn't look like the police officer was in any danger. But what would a good cop do in that situation, Mark?
With a shooting?
No.
Before,
with a guy running.
Yeah, the guy just runs out of the car during a regular routine traffic stop. Is the cop supposed to just stand there and be like, well, I've got your car now, I guess. I mean, you're gone, but...
Well, at this point, I don't think we have a felony.
Okay.
So you can't just shoot at somebody in the back who runs away.
I'm not saying that.
I know.
What a good cop would do.
I understand. A good cop would probably not, would probably chase after him, right? I mean, does that make some sense?
That's what their rules are. They're supposed to chase after someone who's fleeing.
Or they would choose to stay with their car because they felt like that car was more valuable than this traffic stop for whatever reason.
Right.
And they let the guy go and see whether they could pick him up on a warrant later.
Yeah.
I mean,
that makes sense.
I guess those are your only two options, is to try to chase him down and leave your car unattended.
Yeah, like, they have his license. Couldn't they just find him later? They don't have to chase him, is my point.
Do they actually have his license?
Yeah, yeah. It was a traffic stop.
So most of the time, that's what happens when the cop comes up to the window. They get your license and registration. So, I mean, unless he didn't have his license on him, it's almost certain the cop had the license.
Yeah. But he could not have had it. I mean, could not have had one at all. I still don't understand why the dude ran away.
Yeah. Well, nobody will know because he's dead now. And the latest in the case here is that there's been a recording that apparently has leaked. It was made in the officer's patrol car shortly after the April 5th incident. Slager, that's the officer, speaks with a senior North Charleston police officer who advises him to go home and says he won't have to answer any questions about the shooting until later on. And he's got, again, there's the actual audio, which I will play for you here. And the noteworthy portion of this is how this officer refers to his adrenaline as pumping, and the major officer, or the officer in charge here, seems to kind of understand, right? Like, he can empathize with this officer. He feels him, you know, because they have all experienced this adrenaline pumping. And I remember talking to a former DEA agent once who expressed to me that this is one of the motivating factors as to why the police continue to do what they do with the violence and the war on drugs. And they love the adrenaline rush, many of them. I mean, I'm not going to say all of them are adrenaline junkies, but when you listen to this audio, try to tell me that this guy isn't an adrenaline junkie.
Troop squad will be on the way. We'll get you up to headquarters. We'll get you up there. Once we get you there, we'll take over. We'll let you take your crap off, take your dust off. It's kind of relaxed with this. They're going to want to interview you. It'll be real quick. Once they get here, it'll be real quick. They're going to tell you you're going to be off for a couple of days, and we'll come back and interview you then. They're not going to ask you any kind of questions right now.
Okay.
They'll take your weapon. We'll go from there. Pretty much it. They're going to probably wait. The last one we had, they waited a couple of days. Official interview, like sit down and say what happened. Well, probably you get home, it's probably a good idea to kind of jot down your thoughts on what happened.
Okay.
You know, once your adrenaline quits pumping and stuff.
Pumping.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, he's like laughing. He says it was pumping.
Let me play that one more time for you. Oh, you know what? Got two of these things pulled up.
Pumping.
Oh, yeah. Your adrenaline quits pumping and stuff.
Pumping.
It's a nervous, maybe perhaps a nervous laughter, perhaps a laughter of pleasure as well. You should read into it whatever you feel is appropriate to read into it. What do you guys think about that?
I don't think it's particularly damning for me. The people laugh for funny reasons and funny situations.
This guy just shot a man to death.
I got it. What do you expect him? How do you expect him to
not
to react?
Laugh?
Okay, but people laugh when they're nervous all the time. This could definitely be. It's not damning at all. That's all.
Did you hear what I thought that was interesting what the other cop did. He was just sort of laughing, kind of not really laughing with him, but acknowledging what he was feeling. Like, oh yeah, the adrenaline's really pumping. Oh yeah. Like, they're used to this. They're used to the adrenaline rush, and this is one of the things that many officers seek. Now,
yeah.
I don't think that you can necessarily draw hard, firm conclusions from this, but I think it's a look into the mindset of a corrupt cop, a look into the mindset of the kind of person who is not uncommon, in my opinion, among the police departments out there.
I don't want to be mean to them, but it seems a little childish to me to have that sort of rush. Like, that's the kind of rush that, like, kids get when they play cops and robbers, right? Like, when you're playing tag, it's like, I have to run from this person, or I have to, the adrenaline rush. Like, are there any occupations where that's an appropriate response to thrive off of an adrenaline rush?
Well, I mean, probably extreme sports people.
Yes, that's true.
They're probably into adrenaline rushes, but theirs don't involve throwing people on the ground generally, unless they're in a boxing match. Maybe
they're a lot more dangerous too.
As far as compared to being a police officer?
Yes.
Yeah, police officer is not as dangerous.
Those, like, death cage matches, those people probably thrive off adrenaline, but they're just consensually hurting people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sounds like that man is taking some pleasure in remembering the feeling of the adrenaline rush. Remember, he's talking with an older officer who's just sort of, you know, sitting him down. Look, you're not going to have to answer questions right away. It's going to be a couple days, so you can think about it. You know, everybody else who shoots someone in the back, they're going to get interrogated that night, that moment.
As quickly as possible. They're going to be separated from anybody they were with.
But no, this officer is going to get a couple days. You can just chill out. Take it easy. We're going to take your gun from you. You're going to go home. You're going to chill out. And we'll ask you some questions. You can think about what you did. Write it down in the meantime. 855-453. That's 855. Oh, yeah. Ooh, that adrenaline rush. What do you think? 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Going back to my licensing, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite. 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days. But she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
And I was like, oh, that's it, that's it. I give her the Dynavite after 5 weeks. And one morning, there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Join us here, 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. You just connect with us on Skype. We'll get you on that way, too. You can also join us online over at freetalklive.com. If you're getting online and you need to protect yourself, you can't trust your internet service provider to do it. They're probably one of the ones violating your privacy, likely logging all the websites that you visit, all the search terms that you enter, keeping those logs and doing whatever they darn well please with them. You can stop that from happening by using ProXPN. Plus, ProXPN can protect you from all other manner of sniffing around in your information. They encrypt your data connection, and you can use them on Windows, Macintosh, iOS, Android, and Linux. Just go and grab their app. It's free over at proxpn.com/FTL. And when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account for unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can connect to, you can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. When you're ready to upgrade, just use code FTL50 to save 50% off of the price of the annual account there, which brings your price down to just under $5 a month over at proxpn.com/FTL. Code again is FTL50. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose but your privacy. So why wait? Go and get started for free right now at proxpn.com/FTL. And when you're ready to upgrade, don't forget code FTL50 for a great discount on privacy that is priceless. We're talking about the South Carolina cop who not only shot a man down as he ran away, a 50-year-old man, shot him in the back multiple times, and then killed him, ultimately. But he also laughed about it later on. He laughed about the feeling of the adrenaline flowing through his veins as one of his superior officers was kind of debriefing him sort of in a few moments. He wasn't really asking him any kind of important questions about what had happened. He actually told him, look, you'll be able to hold off on answering these questions. We're going to talk to you a couple days from now. So just go home, take a load off, come down off your adrenaline high, essentially. And then both officers had a seemingly good laugh about the feeling of having the adrenaline pumping through their veins, which is what many officers seek in their job. Now, whether or not they signed up for that, I don't know. But I imagine that it becomes a part of an addiction for some of them. I don't know how many this afflicts, but I know it afflicts them. That's what Barry Cooper told us years ago when we first interviewed Barry from Never Get Busted. As you may know, Barry was a former Texas drug warrior cop who ended up joining the side of good and making videos called Never Get Busted Volume 1 through 3, I believe, where he, you know, gives tips to marijuana users to try to keep them safe from the aggression of the police. And the guy's a hero. One of the things he told us when he came on Free Talk Live was that he would do things specifically to garner the adrenaline rush. Like, when he started his job, it was a rush just to pull somebody over. Just to, you know, having the uncertainty of pulling someone over you don't know and having to walk up to their window, right? Like, anything could happen there. They could pull a gun on you, for instance. So there was an adrenaline rush with that. But then what happened was he got used to that. And so he had to up the game. And so what he described to us was that he would let a suspect or someone who he was arresting, for instance, not handcuff them completely, or like not handcuff them at all, just sort of sit them on the side of the road and walk away for a moment to give them the chance to get up and book it, to get up and run away. So he would have the excuse to go run after them, tackle them,
likely, beat them up.
Yeah, in as violent a manner as possible, and possibly harm them in that process. So he was after it. He knew. He was well aware of what it was he was seeking. He wanted that rush and was willing to put other people in danger in order to have that effect.
It makes me wonder if an officer who kills somebody, even if by accident at work, would they do it again? You know, just for that adrenaline rush, would they put themselves in that situation again? Does it become more likely once this man has killed a person?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, obviously there are cops who are interested in the adrenaline rush. I don't imagine all of them are willing to commit murder to achieve the rush, but obviously some of them understand. They know they're protected.
This guy did. And I'm just wondering, if they put him back...
He had complaints against him already. I mean...
Not for killing people.
No,
I mean,
nope,
it was for being rude or something.
No, I can go look it up, but I believe he overused force.
Okay. Mm.
And I don't, you know, they didn't create the term adrenaline junkie because it's not a phenomenon, mm-hmm. right? I mean, so obviously there are adrenaline junkies out there, and you would think that an adrenaline junkie would be drawn to careers where they would be likely to get adrenaline rush.
Sure. Sports.
Well, indeed, sports would be great, but not everybody can be one. You know, not everybody can be a professional athlete. It's hard to get paid to do athletics.
Those who can't be athletes become cops.
How about firemen? Some adrenaline junkies there?
I would say absolutely. When I've, you know, firemen like putting out fires.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, woo, that was a big one.
That's a positive use of adrenaline.
At least they're saving people's lives and... many cases.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, in that circumstance. Even if you're not saving lives, you're putting out fires, you're hopefully saving people property, you're hopefully not damaging their other property in the process. I think that firemen can go a bit far with their techniques at times.
Everything must be covered in water.
let's take it easy, fellas. But, you know, by and large, I'd say that it's a fair use, but with today's, you know, modern materials and modern equipment, you don't see the big fires anymore. And I think that many firemen are like, we don't live in the right time anymore.
Let's go to the phones here. Let's talk to Stephen. He is in, I think it's Texas. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yesterday you guys had a special guest on who was talking about the conspiracy around the JFK assassination. And
Jacob Hornberger, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. I was listening to the podcast earlier today, and I was actually kind of surprised not to hear some info. It's my understanding that E. Howard Hunt, who is the late CIA operative and also one of the individuals who was arrested burglarizing the Watergate Hotel, it's my understanding that he actually confessed to orchestrating that entire event. And this is, like, info I had come across maybe, like, 5 or 6 years ago or so.
Yeah, I remember that. We had that story on the air, and it's like, you know, here's this story, and look, nothing's happened. This is why I keep on questioning the relevance of the JFK assassination, although I think it's interesting what Jacob Hornberger said. I find it kind of a difficult thing to convince people of. Like, first I've got to convince them of the JFK assassination was staged by the government, and then I have to prove to them government's bad. I could already prove that. Like, yeah. I feel like I'm cutting something out.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I was so surprised because when I saw, like, the convention video, I was like, oh, okay, well, that's over for me. And I really haven't read up on it since. You know, like I said, it's been about 6 years or so. So the guest you had on yesterday, who I guess had a new book coming out or had just come out about the assassination, I was just surprised that the info, like, wasn't talked about because that seemed to be, like, you know, book closer from my perspective. So I just wanted to ask about that.
And the guy's name was what again? Hunt?
E. Howard Hunt.
Yeah. E. Howard Hunt.
And this is the reason that I really don't look to the conspiracy theories as they were. Whether they're true or not. I mean, well, look, the government killed JFK. Well, now what?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to have convinced anybody of anything.
The toll-free number, you know what convinces me? If that's true, then what's the point of even bothering with these national elections? I mean, why does anybody even bother if indeed, you know, it's true that the military-industrial complex controls everything? How do you think Rand Paul's going to deal with that? If you are one of the people who's this big Rand Paul fanatic, you think he's going to be the savior for liberty. There's more coming up. Thanks, Stephen, for the call. It's Free Talk Live.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're going to continue with more police madness. You know, sometimes I try to make a point of staying away from the bevy of police abuse stories out there. I mean, if you go to copblock.org, you get fresh police abuse stories every single day.
At the hour.
Multiple times per day, every day of the week.
We have a minority beating at the top of the hour every hour at copblock.org.
Derek J., you host Cop Block Radio.
Yes.
You're one of the hosts of Cop Block Radio. And, of course, that's available at copblock.org as well. It airs on LRN.FM on Wednesday night. But you only do 2 hours a night. You could do 2 hours a night, 7 days a week,
absolutely,
likely with the amount of content that's out there.
Yeah, it would be terrific. I think there's room for Cop Block to grow in that sense. But, yeah, there's plenty of material out there. Right now I've got a crazy story out of Kansas. Would you like to hear it?
I do want to hear that. Just a real brief, a few more comments on the police and how out of control they are. I feel like I have to purposefully stay away from them because there's just so many of them and they're
the
so
stories.
Horrible. Yeah, these stories about police abuse, they're so horrible. I've been burned out on them to some extent. Like, I won't watch. It took me, when I heard about the South Carolina cop shooting the guy in the back, it literally took me a few days after having heard about it multiple times from people, like, all right, fine, I'll go and watch this one. I've just seen so many videos, and it's so... It can be a little draining sometimes.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, I make sometimes an effort to not talk about those things and try to talk about other things on Free Talk Live, because it would be so easy to sort of just fall into being, you know, the 5-night-a-week or 7-night-a-week version of Cop Block Radio.
I think a lot of people would claim that that's what we are.
I don't think they can claim that, because I make a concerted effort to not do that.
They'll claim it anyway.
You know, but
they feel like they're besieged.
If you look at a week's worth of our topics, we don't really cover that much police abuse. But man, sometimes when it rains, it pours, and there's just so many egregious stories. Since we're on the topic, Derek J., you have one to add into the mix.
Yeah, well, this one's a little different, because it's not another, oh my gosh, cop chasing down a minority and shooting him dead. This is an 11-year-old child detained and questioned by so-called authorities during a drug information session at school. So this is a young
like
child.
Like dare class or something.
Exactly. 11 years old. The gist is there's a presentation that's being given at the school about drugs. The kid hears something inaccurate about cannabis.
And no, they would never say inaccurate things about drugs at government school.
He speaks up about it and gets detained. He doesn't come home from school that day, so the mother has to call in. So here's a story from copblock.org. 11-year-old child detained and questioned by authorities without a parent present after he dared to question misinformation about cannabis being fed to him and other students at his government school. To make matters worse, the cops then executed a search warrant on the mother's home arrested her for possession.
That's insane.
Well, if your kid likes kid knows something about marijuana, you must be a marijuana activist, and therefore you'll have marijuana. That's probable cause.
Well, I'd like to know more. Do we know anything about the contents of the interrogation? Did he, under pressure from these police, admit to them that he knows his mom uses cannabis? Or was it their speculation that got them the warrant?
I don't know. It's not made clear in either of the articles I read about this case, but I speculate that he probably spilled the beans a little bit. Like, I know about cannabis. I mean, why would he be able to correct a teacher unless he had some personal first-hand knowledge?
Clearly he did. Mother's mother got busted for possession.
So there's this group, the Human Solution International, and they report on this woman. She apparently is a well-known cannabis advocate, Shona Banda.
Okay.
And she's an activist. So it's no surprise that her son wants to stand up and correct some misinformation.
And it's also no surprise they targeted her this way.
Yeah.
So, well, they go after activists like her.
It was just about 2 weeks ago, March 24th. Shauna's son was at government school, and like his
first
peers,
mistake.
Right. Yeah, that's true. He was listening to a drug education presentation. And as you can expect, the instructor was giving misinformation about cannabis. So Shauna's son bravely stood up, questioned the presenter, but since this is government school and kids have no free speech rights, rather than listen to the boy, school authorities instead chose to detain him and bring cops into the school to question him.
Well, he's a heretic. I mean, he's speaking out against the official dogma of the Church of the State. And the dogma of the Church of the State is the idea that marijuana will make you grow breasts if you're a man and put hair on your palms of your hands. And
I think you've got that mixed up with something else.
Well, whatever. There's all kinds of ridiculous. At the very least, I've heard the breast thing.
Yeah.
The breast part.
There's all kinds of ridiculous rumors out there about marijuana.
Marijuana will make you crazy and stupid and depressed.
I think that there's... Okay, so to assume that there's not some kind of danger to smoking marijuana is... It is like radically irresponsible.
What do you mean? You could accidentally light something on fire?
Well, there's some correlations between marijuana and psychosis. There's, you know, they've been showing things that people eating edibles in the news and some stuff happens. I think that one of the problems I think one of the problems with the fact that they make marijuana illegal is that those that wish to advocate for making marijuana legal end up sort of saying some extra stuff that's a little bit too beyond the pale.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. If alcohol was illegal today, people would advocate for it for medical purposes. And it has legitimate medical purposes. And yeah. They may downplay many of the dangers of the world's most dangerous drug, mm-hmm. alcohol. All I'm saying is that
I wasn't downplaying
its own dangers.
I wasn't downplaying anything. I was just pointing out that they were lying.
Yep.
And that's what they do about marijuana. They are constantly giving this information about it. And kudos to this young man for standing up and speaking out.
Yeah. Kudos to him. I wish he knew more of his own rights, though. Like, he didn't have a lawyer present during his questioning at the school.
It's never too early to teach your kids this stuff, especially if you're going to do the crazy thing of sending them to a government school. You better tell them about their rights and quiz them on it. I mean, if there's an important thing to teach your kids, is their own rights and standing up for themselves and pulling out a video camera and recording the situation. He should have recorded whatever interactions he had with those bureaucrats, too.
He should have demanded that his mom be present. You know, bring my mom in.
That would have been the first place to go, yeah.
I'm not answering your questions. You bring my mom in, and then we'll see.
The first thing I would have done would have been to pull out my smartphone, because every kid has them these days, for the most part. Pull out a smartphone, start recording that situation, and then demand mom come in there.
Because that's a better idea.
From what I understand, these bureaucrats don't like cameras at all.
They'll take the phone.
Well, they're not used to that. And if they take the phone, that's fine. That'll make for some good footage, you know, when it all comes out after the fact.
It's going to exacerbate it. It might. Just give him another charge.
Did he get charged? He didn't get charged.
No, his mom was arrested.
His mom did.
Yeah.
You're not going to get a charge for bringing out a phone with a school bureaucrat interacting with you. And I don't just mean the police. I mean the principal. And I've heard about a couple of students doing this, maybe, and the reaction was shock. These bureaucrats are not used to the kids at their schools exercising their rights.
Wow.
They're not used to, they're certainly
Why would
not,
they? They've had control of these kids for 13 years in some cases.
They're used to kids acting out in high school, middle school. You know, there's always going to be the kids that are the class clowns. They're going to, the screw-ups and the troublemakers. That's out there. But it's very rare that I think any of them will actually pull out a video camera and record the ridiculous behavior of some of these bureaucrats. And again, I'm not just talking about the police. Administrators at government schools can say and do some really ridiculous, outrageous things. And if you record them, then you could get some viral video response out of that. But you'll also be likely to capture them threatening you once you pull out the camera, and it will likely make them angry. But I think it's worth it.
There's more to this story. Find out what happens when his mom calls the school.
This
find
was
out where he is.
Before she got arrested?
No, yeah, before she got arrested.
All right, we'll find that out here in moments. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Plus, the free-range kids have been arrested, I guess.
For over 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators to make high-quality, beautiful flooring affordable for everyone. Delivering this value means you get the floor you want at a low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices even more. This week at Gorgeous Hand-Scraped Bamboo. It's durable, beautifully textured, and now it's $179. That's 40% off our already low price. Plus, 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $169 and 12-month special financing. You trust our value. We value your trust. For quality hardwood, see the flooring experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands. thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Have you noticed that in a disaster, the store shelves are emptied? Don't panic. You don't have to be part of the fear and chaos if you have a supply of GoFoods. GoFoods can help you rest easy knowing your greatest dependency of food is covered. Call now to take advantage of our Freedom Packs or set up your food savings account. Call us at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 1-800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE. Joining you tonight in studio, Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Toll free number again, 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com.
We just tried the Cameron Hughes Lot 439.
Last night we just tried
Night. Yeah, we're not drinking it now. Not swilling down the Cabernet Sauvignon yet. But it was great. What'd you guys think?
Delicious.
Yeah,
full-bodied.
I thought it was fruity. I'm not a wine expert, so I liked it.
The words I'm going to use is full-bodied too. I thought that
does that mean tastier?
It's just more taste.
It had like a range of flavors. Like I could taste all different kinds of things, not just one thing.
Yeah.
And what they're saying
I
here.
I liked it.
This is a cab from a famous Napa Valley vineyard that sells only super high-end premium. It's a super high-end premium wine, and we thought it was great. And of course, everybody we tried it did too. But it sold out. Sold out except for a small reserve for our listeners this week only. And I guess it's not just our listeners, listeners of this radio promo. So this week only, you can get this cab for 20% off. And it's exclusive to radio listeners, and it's a great wine. I mean, I'd happily drink this again. Red meat is what I'm going to recommend this with because I think it's really going to accentuate it. And who doesn't like eating red meat? So there you go. It's you just go to chwine.com. You click on the microphone in the upper left hand corner. You use coupon code FTL. That'll get you 20% off of the Lot 439 and several other select wines over there, Also, free shipping on everything on the website. It is a great deal. Our listeners have really cashed in, and I just got a guy on Facebook mentioning that he ordered today. I highly recommend this lot, $439. It's chwine.com. Click on the microphone in the upper left-hand corner and enter FTL.
Let's go to Dustin. He's in Charlotte, North Carolina. Dustin, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Welcome.
Thanks for having a great show this evening.
Thanks.
I was really glad to tune in and hear you guys talking about the killer cop in South Carolina. But there's a couple other cop videos that I've seen recently that are pretty interesting. I don't know if you guys have already talked about them. Sorry if I'm going to duplicate. But one is three African-American women. They appear to be Muslim. They have their headscarves on. And the cops make a home invasion on them.
Oh, my.
Hello? Or a felon.
They were looking for a felon? Okay.
But they have no warrant, and they're just showing a picture of the felon on a smartphone, and they force their way into the apartment and all that stuff. I don't know.
Who's recording the video in that case?
The sisters have their smartphones recording the information.
Smart.
Yeah.
All right. And how's that one end?
Well, the cops just force their way in. They tromp all over the house, and then they leave. And, you know, it's supposed to be like, okay, well, have a nice night. You know, we violated all your rights.
Yeah. I wonder, you know, what, I mean, did they think that they weren't going to get in kind of trouble for this? I mean, what, it just, because you can pull up any picture on a phone and say, hey, I want to come in and take a look around.
Well, if someone lets you come in and look around, then it's legal. They can come up and they do knock and talks all the time.
He says force their way in. I don't know what that means precisely.
Well, yeah you've seen the video. What is it like when they're forcing their way in?
Well, the women are, they're bracing the door. They're telling the cops, you cannot come in. I do not want you to come into my home. You need to present a warrant. And the cop says, no, I don't need a warrant. And they physically push the door open. One of the cops manhandles one of the younger girls and shoves her out of the way. And, it's really grotesque.
That sounds horrifying.
What are the consequences for these police officers? I mean, now that this is on video, have they taken any kind of complaint? Or did this just happen?
It must have happened just recently. I don't know the fallout from it, but I wanted to, you know, let you guys know. And
do you know where that happened? I mean, how could we look for that? Do you have any names or anything that we could search around for that?
The only thing I can do is maybe share it to one of you guys in a message or something when I get home.
Do you know where it happened?
Off my head. I'm sorry.
What I'd recommend you do is drop by freetalklive.com and then you can post it there as a show prep link. And then other listeners can vote it up if they think it's a good one. And I'd appreciate that because I'd like to know more about what happened there. And then did you say there was another one you wanted to share with us?
Yeah, there's another one that's in Indiana. I'm 90% sure it's Indiana. And the cops are chasing down this guy that sold a, quote, illegal handgun to an undercover officer. And they run him down with the cars. They chase him down and tackle him. And then while he's tackled, somebody else gets out of the car and shoots him while he's on the ground with cops on top of him. And this is all being recorded from a one of the officers' body cameras.
So one of the cops shot in the near vicinity of where his buddies were?
Yeah. Now, here's the fun thing. He's not really a cop. This guy is a 73-year-old insurance agent that has paid his way to play cop. He takes some kind of course, and then he's donated squad cars and tasers and all that. And you can hear him on the video. He shoots the guy, and then he says, oh, I'm sorry, I thought I got my taser.
Like, what, did he say it like, whoopsie, like as though he knew that he'd made a mistake, that he did that on purpose?
No, he really said, oh, I'm sorry. So he was shocked, but still, the thing is, the guy was on the ground with all the cops on top of him. There was no need to even pull a taser.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I don't know how tasers work, but it seems, you know, I know how electricity works. And I wouldn't want to shock somebody that a bunch of people were on.
Don't a lot of police departments have this sort of volunteer posse thing, like the sheriff's posse? I remember they had that in Manatee County, Mark, I think, where you grew up.
Yeah.
Where you could basically, one of the old radio station general managers we had used to volunteer for.
My dad was
that group.
Was a member of the posse, yeah.
So do you think that's what this guy was, the 73-year-old guy who's like donated a bunch of stuff to the cops, like,
probably.
Here, we'll put you on our posse, you can carry a gun and everything. So
they referred to him as a sheriff reservist or something.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Interesting. And I imagine he will have the same level of protection as every other police officer does when they get away with murder and rape and other things like that.
Yeah, they're still saying they don't know if they're going to press any charges against him.
It was an honest mistake.
At this point, there's precedent. There's precedent. That guy from the BART shooting in San Francisco, that was his excuse. He pulls out a gun and shoots a guy right
in the back.
The handcuffed man he has down on the ground in the back and kills him and said, I thought I pulled my taser.
Yeah, what did he get, 11 months,
That's
I think
crazy.
It was?
Something like that.
Yeah. Don't they make the triggers, is, like, completely different for a taser and a gun?
The handles are certainly different. I mean, they're fairly different
weights.
The weight
is significant.
Yeah, different. That's what I was going to say. Anybody that's ever handled a taser can tell you they're about half the weight of a handgun.
Hmm. Dustin, thanks for sharing those stories. I'm always sad to hear them, but it's important to get that news out there, so I appreciate that. And since we're on the subject tonight, there's always more that we can talk about, including coming up. I know you've got more about the situation with a kid and his mom getting arrested for cannabis, but still to come tonight, Virgil Aduva has written over at truthvoice.com a story that is right in line with some of these outrageous stories. Thankfully, no one was beaten or murdered in this particular story, but it is an interesting indicator of how out of control the police militarization is getting, where now apparently deputies in Alachua County Sheriff's Department in Florida are now using the Bearcat to pull people over.
What?
Yeah, we'll tell you more about that here in a few moments. Our toll-free number is 855-453. We've got Cyrus on the line. He is calling from Richmond, Virginia, and you're on via Skype. Hello, Cyrus.
Hey, guys. I'm really excited to be on with Derek J. and Mark
too.
For the first time ever. This story is a little bit out of left field, like most of the times I call in. But I noticed a story the other day about a garbage truck catching on fire. And I've never actually saw a garbage truck catch on fire in my life. And I don't know if I want to speak for all three of you, but I would agree that we're probably on the same page that we haven't seen an actual garbage truck catch on fire. But
I've not, no.
No.
Okay.
Is there a video of this?
Well, I actually sent you the link privately.
Okay.
And it's not one garbage truck. There are five garbage trucks set on fire. This is out of Warwick, Rhode Island. And, you know, I guess maybe five garbage trucks catching on fire is a little bit different. But when I read down the story, this also happened that there were other garbage trucks catching on fire 5 years ago, or it's 2013 rather, on September 7th and September 12th.
Is this like a garbage truck burning conspiracy? I want to know more about it. Hang on. We'll bring you back, Cyrus. 855-450-free. I don't know where
it's going. Every 18 months, we set garbage trucks on fire, whether they need it or not.
There's more coming up here. Yeah, maybe a budgetary thing. Who knows? More on the way here on Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
I'm a state-of-the-art 60-inch flat-screen TV. And I mean, not to brag or anything, but if a burglar ever breaks into this place, I'm pretty certain I'm the first thing he's going to steal. I mean, it's not like he's going to take that recliner over there. Or that coffee table.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.